Buckle up, Buttercup, because the Lunduke Journal is about to get political. Well, we've always been a little political, but we've always kept our politics separate, but no longer. We are now combining together the tech politics and the regular non-political tech stuff all together into one spot, which for 99% of you is going to be absolutely fantastic. It just means more awesome stuff all in the same spot, and it's just fantastic. I've got a few things I want to talk about here, because there's more going on as well. The short version. All of the tech-related content, even the politically charged stuff, which had been previously published over at conservativenerds.locals.com, will now be published in one place, lunduke.locals.com. One spot, one key spot to get all of the tech stories of every kind, non-political, political, historical, all of it. And we're giving things a little bit of a facelift while we're at it. Now, if you've already got a subscription to the Lunduke Journal at lunduke.locals.com, you're all set. There is nothing you need to do. You simply will get more content all in one place without having to go hunt around for it, and everything's going to look a little bit classier. Real simple, real straightforward. Now, here's the really long-winded version. Oh, brace yourself. The Lunduke Journal has grown a great deal over the last few years, with some significant successes. We've been publishing some of the biggest stories in the entire tech industry, and we've been managing to stay in business without taking a single dime from big tech or from advertisers. This is no small feat. Nobody else has done this. Nobody. Yeah, we're it. We're the only game in town when it comes to this sort of thing. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. But along with those successes, there have been a few missteps. You can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. We've made some missteps. And because it's always good to learn from our mistakes, today we're going to fix those little missteps to make the Lunduke Journal even more awesome. We've got to do it. Now, what needed fixing? Well, there's four issues, really. The first issue that needed fixing is that the rule of not publishing politically charged content directly to lunduke.locals.com, to the main Lunduke Journal site, has resulted in some of the biggest stories of the year, such as the Red Hat stories. Oh my gosh, I mean, you guys saw some of these Red Hat leaks, right? They're absolutely massive. This was massive, massive, earth-shattering news that hit this last December. And because we didn't publish it under the Lunduke Journal umbrella, we put it over on the political site, it was seen by far fewer people than it otherwise would have. And there's a multitude of reasons for that, but we need to fix that. It needs to all be together as one. Number two, having two different sites, lunduke.locals.com and conservativenerds.locals.com, with computer industry and computer-related content, news and opinion pieces and the like, it has proven confusing and cumbersome. Having it in two separate spots it just didn't work. This needs to be simpler. It all needs to be in one spot. Number three, the multitude of subscription options to the Lunduke Journal has been overwhelming and confusing. We had a monthly, and we had a yearly, and we had a triple pass, and we had a lifetime, and we had all these different options. It needed to be simplified. That just had to happen. And number four, the original Lunduke Journal logo was difficult to read when it was at a smaller size. If you scaled that sucker down to your little corner thumbnail size, you couldn't tell what it said. It just looked like a little scribble over the top of a little stick figure, dude. Hey, what was going on there? I originally made that logo many years back in about 5 minutes, and it's just stuck since. It wasn't bad. It wasn't awful, but it was whipped together in a hurry. We needed something new. We needed something that was easy and visual at even a small size. That old one also lacked the polish that the Lunduke Journal deserves. We're putting out some of these amazing articles. We need a good logo to go along with it. And likewise, on the same token, the design of the video productions also needed some love to make them a bit more professional, to make them a bit more in the Lunduke Journal style. And so we've changed the way that the video shows look, and you're seeing the results of that now. I like it quite a lot. Now, in a nutshell, things needed to be simplified. All the articles and videos needed to be in one spot, under one brand. And while we're at it, everything needed a little bit of spit and polish. It just did. So the fixes. Here are the changes. Here are the changes that we're making effective immediately. We started rolling out these over the weekend, and they are all in place as of now, Monday, April 15th. First, all tech-related articles and videos, no matter how politically charged the topic, are now published on one site, lunduke.locals.com. You can also go to lunduke.com to get a nice list of links and a bunch of articles as well. But it points to the same place. Lunduke.locals.com will remain, now this is very important here, politics free, except for instances where the politics intersects directly with computers or the computer industry, right? We're not going to go around talking about every random political topic under the sun. This is about computers. This is about technology. This is about the computer industry. That's what the Lunduke Journal does. That's what we're going to continue focusing on. And in fact, this allows us to focus even better on it because we're not artificially restricted in the type of content we can do. If IBM and Red Hat come out with some crazy, crazy, highly politically charged statements or actions or policies, we can now cover them directly on the Lunduke Journal without going, well, does this violate our no political content rule? No, we can just cover it. If it's tech, if it's computers, we can cover it. And realistically, we're the only game in town that's willing to cover these topics anyway. So we really need to be able to cover them. Number three, conservativenerds.locals.com, which previously had hosted all of our politically charged tech articles and videos, that will continue to exist as essentially a forum. It is a place to discuss politics of any kind, tech or non-tech politics, without the trolls found in so many other sites. So if you've got a Lunduke Journal subscription and you've of a particular kind and you've got access to conservative nerds, you continue to have access to it. And we can all hang out there and vent about political topics. We can talk about whatever political topics we want there. But I won't be publishing the articles over there. It's just simply a community to be a part of. The Lunduke Journal has a new logo. You'll see it on the bottom right hand of your screen if you're watching the video version of today's show. And you can see it in all of the various articles that we're posting from here on out. And you'll see it everywhere. It's the Lunduke Journal. It's fantastic. We've kept around the pixel art version of me because at this point, that's kind of become iconic. We're keeping that. That's not going away. And everything's just kind of gotten simple and classy. Now, the options for subscriptions are being greatly simplified. There are now simply two subscription options, monthly and yearly. That's it. It's the same thing. You get a subscription at lunduke.locals.com. You can choose monthly. You can choose yearly, which gets you a slight discount over the monthly. That's it. That's it. And that's all. There's nothing else. There's no this type of subscription and that, oh, that fancy type. No. There's no lifetime subscription. There's no nothing. All of it goes away. In fact, if you're watching this or listening to this on April 15th, the lifetime subscription option is still available until midnight tonight, wherever you live. If it's before midnight somewhere and it's still April 15th, 2024, you can get a lifetime subscription. But after that, no, it just doesn't make sense anymore. It doesn't work anymore. Obviously, all of the lifetime subscriptions that have been picked up, they're honored for life because that's how we roll here. But we're not going to be offering any new ones. If you want to grab one, grab one. If you don't want to grab one and you just want to do the monthly, yearly thing, that's cool too. Rock and roll. All right. Now, all of these changes are being implemented now, including republishing some of the most critical tech-related articles, which were previously only posted on a political-only site, over to the Lunduke Journal at lunduke.locals.com. For example, all of the IBM and Red Hat leaks that we received, all the exclusive leaks that came into the Lunduke Journal, yeah, those are all living at the Lunduke Journal now. Recent articles about Red Hat versus Hyperland and silencing of political undesirables, yes, that's a very political article. It's a very political piece, and it is all over at lunduke.locals.com now. everything's just kind of moving over there. A few additional articles will be coming over in the over the next week, over the next couple of days as well. But most of that's been brought over already. Now, the new Lunduke Journal branding. Let's talk about it for just a moment. There were a few key goals with the new branding of the Lunduke Journal. Really simple things. At first, it needed to be easy to read when it was small, man, because it was just, you squish that old logo down and it looked like little scribbles over the top of a pixel, dude. It didn't look good. It wasn't recognizable. It was hard to read. It was not great. The new logo needed to be able to be squished down to 100 pixels wide and it still be somewhat readable and legible and identifiable. And it needed to be simple and text focused. We read a lot of articles here at the Lunduke Journal, so we wanted it to be text focused. Also, it needed to be classy, professional, with inspiration from key past print publications. I went through some of my favorite old print designs from newspapers and various periodicals over the last, 150 or so years, and took a look at some of the things I liked about them, combined that together with some of my design feelings and modern sensibilities and fonts and whatnot, and came up with a very simple, straightforward font. It also needed to be distinct and unique. Now, the good news with that is that's fairly easy to pull off. Here's the big version of the logo. That is the Lunduke Journal logo right there. And by having that distinct pixel dude right there of me, that makes it kind of distinct. It makes it unique. Also, there ain't nothing with the word Lunduke in it besides the Lunduke Journal. So that helps too. So I feel like we kind of nailed it here. I like it. I like it very, very much. I went round and round. We had a lot of different designs that we looked at. I got feedback from a lot of people, a lot of you, a lot of people who are experts in the print industry took a look at things for me, and we eventually settled on this guy. I like it quite a lot. And again, the new design for the video shows is debuting immediately as well. I rather like it. It's straightforward, it's clean, it's classy, it's nice, and it's unique at the same time. Now, let's talk about the politics, because this is, I think, for the most people, going to be the most complicated part emotionally. While I am a strong believer, and I make this very clear, in keeping computers and politics separate, and in a perfect world, that would be ideal for the Lunduke Journal, the reality is a bit more complicated. Computer companies, foundations, and open source projects are implementing extreme political policies left and right. Policies which dramatically impact hundreds of thousands of people who work in IT, in addition to computer users around the globe. And since no other tech news outlets are covering these topics, if the Lunduke Journal doesn't cover them, these stories simply won't get told. Again, look at the massive amounts of leaks that came out of IBM and Red Hat. Oh my word, nobody's covering those. Nobody at all. It falls to the Lunduke Journal. We are the only game in town. So we're going to tell them. That's what we're going to do. We're going to tell these stories because they need to be told. These are simple, factual, straightforward stories that are more about the politics in these cases of a company and less about the politics of me or you. But this needs to be chronicled. This needs to be documented. It just simply does. Now, the Lunduke Journal will continue to have a firm no non-tech politics rule. What that means is this. The Lunduke Journal is not a soapbox to spout off about whatever political topic I like. This is a tech publication. But when a big tech company takes an extreme action, I'm going to follow that story wherever it goes, no matter how messy, no matter how politically charged that story gets, or how much it upsets a segment of the tech world. And while most other tech journalists steer clear of covering many of these stories for fear of the backlash from certain political factions, for me, as they say, that genie's already out of the bottle. My political views are well known. They simply are. And you accept me with my political views or you don't. But people are out there on the internet right now yelling about me and my political views constantly. The tech world and the open source world are filled with people who just can't stop yelling about me and my political views. I have, for better or worse, become a bit of a polarizing figure within the tech industry, a bit of a lightning rod. And as such, a certain segment of the population is going to object and often boycott my work, no matter how non-political it is. The majority, just to give you an example here, the majority of my content, let me scroll down here. If you go to lunduke.com, you go to a page called Lunduke Journal Link Central. And if you scroll down the page, I've begun filling the page out with articles that are particularly interesting to me, because I put out a lot of articles, but the ones that I particularly like or I think need to be very obvious and easy to find, I put here. And there's a huge number of them that are on computer history. I mean, pages and pages of computer history, right? And there's articles in here that I think are extraordinarily important. Like, for example, I've got one here on, where is it? Wendendos. This is one of my favorite articles. It's on Wendendos. It's an old multitasking DOS system that's just kind of been forgotten by time. I got a hold of and I talked to and did an interview with the guy who created it, put together the history around it, and it's sort of the definitive history of this unfortunately forgotten operating system of the 80s. It's an important piece in terms of computer history, and there's no politics in there whatsoever. Just the same, many people will boycott that piece, along with any other tech article I write, simply because of my politics. So it does not really matter whether or not I include politics in Lunduke Journal articles or not, the articles are still going to be boycotted and yelled about by the exact same politically charged factions on the internet regardless, right? So it doesn't really matter there. So at this point, it makes sense to bring the political but distinctly tech-related content into the Lunduke Journal. It makes reading those articles, which were previously only available on a political site, isolated and off to the side, and branded with a certain type of politics, it bringing them into Lunduke Journal makes it easier for the largest possible audience to enjoy it, and gives those pieces the Lunduke Journal stamp of approval, which I think is absolutely important. Now, not everyone is going to like this change. I get that. But most will, and regardless, it is for the best. I am planning on implementing a system where we include a political warning label, right? Some sort of, hey, heads up, this article gets a little politically on all politically charged content. I haven't figured out the details on that. We've been brainstorming of different ways to do that, possibly a sort of a political meter or a couple of key words, like when you watch a TV show that contains smoking and references to violence or things like that, right? Except for politics in the content. So if you really want to avoid it, you can. If you want to avoid anything that even mentions the existence of politics, that way you can. We're still working out the details on that, and we'll be rolling out and trying a few things there. But either way, the political content has come to the Lunduke Journal, and I think that's going to be fantastic. Now, I've got a couple of frequently asked questions here, because there really were, as we were talking about making these changes over the last week, there were questions that came out from many people, and I've paraphrased some of them here. Some people ask, what if I already have a lifetime or yearly triple pass subscription? Again, all existing subscriptions of every kind will always be honored. If you have a lifetime, you will always have a lifetime. If you got the yearly triple pass, you still do. You're good to go. The Lunduke Journal simply won't be offering any new subscriptions of those varying types going forward. It's monthly and yearly to the Lunduke Journal. That's it. That's the subscription type. I wanted one of those lifetime subscriptions. Okay, again, if you grab it by the end of the day, Monday, April 15th, you can have one in your grandfathered in. But after, I wanted to make sure everyone had a heads up. But after that, it's cut off. So I can talk about any political thing I want on lunduke.locals.com? No. Hold your horses. Put on your pants. Tie up your shoes. No. Dear heavens, no. Tech related. A computer company does something political, or a law is being passed which directly impacts the usage of computers. Okay, yes, go for it. Talk about it. Fair game. But if a politician you don't like said something stupid, or which they just really do, or you want to talk about gun laws or taxes or anything else, not on lunduke.locals.com. lunduke.locals.com, the Lunduke Journal, is about computers, it's about technology, it's about the history of computers, modern computers, important computer rule news, and important computer breaking journalism. That is what the Lunduke Journal is about. If you want to talk about non-tech political topics, you can head over to conservativenerds.locals.com. It still exists. You can have subscriptions over there, and it is a forum that is troll-free and happy, and you can talk about whatever political stuff you want over there, right? That's where I'll vent about political stuff, so that it doesn't, all my just political ideas don't just fall out into the Lunduke Journal. We're keeping things focused on the tech, the computers, and the computer industry. And if you're confused, if you're like, well, does this topic, I feel like it's computer-related, I feel like it belongs on the Lunduke Journal, but I'm not sure, just ask. Email me, post a post in our Discord, post a post on Locals, and ask. We'll tell you. I mean, everyone in the Lunduke Journal community is extremely cool and very helpful. We'll help each other out. It's okay. We'll figure that out. Not a big deal. I don't like something about this. You made me grumpy. I'm grumpy now, Lunduke. It's okay. Everything is going to be okay. I kind of miss OK Soda. Do you guys remember OK Soda? They had the, what was it, the 1-800 something something OK, going to be OK or whatever, and you could call this phone line and you get this message from them about things going to be OK. And you could leave your own message as well, and you could hear some of the curated things about OK Soda that people said, and it'd be things like, yesterday it was really rainy, and I pulled an OK Soda out of the fridge and drank it and went outside, and it wasn't as rainy anymore. Things are going to be okay. Like it was really ridiculous. This was back in the mid 90s somewhere. And I never really liked OK Soda. It was kind of like a graveyard. It was kind of just like a mix of every different type of soda, and it wasn't my favorite, but I liked the ad campaign. So there you go. It's going to be okay. Relax. Will there still be non-political articles and shows on the Lunduke Journal? And of course, most, in fact, will remain completely politics free. If you go over here, and this is, I've just started putting this list together. There's so many articles in the Lunduke Journal that deal with history on different pieces of hardware, on common myths in computing history, on famous video games and people who work in history. It's all over the map. None of those are political. None of those are going to become political. Those are going to remain historical. Most articles that you find in the Lunduke Journal won't even come close to veering into political land. But we need to be open to when it needs to be talked about, right? When a company, IBM, Microsoft, Red Hat, Amazon, Oracle, whatever, when they do something and the story goes in a direction that is political because the company is doing something that is political. They're working with certain politicians on certain things. They're advocating for certain policies or implementing certain rules for their employees. And as soon as it gets political, we need to be able to cover those topics. If we veer away from them, we're going to miss out on a critical part of computing. And as we spend this time right now documenting the computer history, the computer industry, we need it to be accurate, because this is the history we're writing right now. If we don't cover it, no one else is going to. Wired doesn't cover it. The Verge doesn't cover it. The Register doesn't cover it. CNET doesn't cover it. None of them. Network World doesn't cover it. No, none of them do. They don't touch these topics unless they fall in one particular political alignment, right? But if any of these things are happening and it doesn't look good for a particular political ideology, all of these tech outlets avoid it like the plague, because either they don't like it because it doesn't jive with their politics, it makes their politics look bad, it might upset their sponsors, it might upset their advertisers, it might make their relationships that they've carefully cultivated with these big tech companies a little bit more rocky. I get it. I get why they don't cover these topics. Are they essentially committing journalistic malpractice by not covering these topics? Yes, absolutely. Is the London Journal the only game in town that has the cojones and the journalistic ethics to actually follow these stories wherever they go? Yes, absolutely. So it's important. But just the same, most articles will continue to be non-political because the reality is, in the tech industry, whether it's open source and hobbyist projects or big tech stuff, most of the stories don't really get that political. Most stories are about the tech or the business or marketing or something that just doesn't get all that political. So there you go on that. Does this impact nerdyentertainment.locals.com? Okay, so I have a third site. It's called nerdyentertainment.locals.com. And that is a site that exists purely to talk about and enjoy nerdy culture. It is part of the Lunduke Journal, but it's basically a hangout forum for talking about comic books and movies and books and music. And we do movie clubs and those sorts of things over there. That'll continue to exist exactly as it currently does. It's a wonderful place. It is as free of trolls. We just hang out and we talk nerdy, right? That's it. And that'll continue to exist because I enjoy it there. But you don't need, so nerdyentertainment.locals.com and conservativenerds.locals.com. You don't need a subscription to either of those to enjoy the entirety of the content of the Lunduke Journal. You don't need them at all. They're just for the people who want them. Right? I'm not going to push them. I'm not going to encourage you to go over to those parts of the forums and hang out with me there. You can if you want to. It's delightful. But there is absolutely no reason that you have to. And if you've got more questions, just ask. Drop questions in the comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, I don't usually read the comments over on YouTube, so I probably won't see your questions. Head on over to Locals to ask the questions or email me. I get a lot of email, but I try to read and respond to as many as I can. That's the best way. But if you're over on the Discord channel, we have a super secret, awesome invite-only Discord channel. Again, if you go to lunduke.com, and you have a Lunduke Journal subscription, at the very bottom of that page is a link to our Discord channel. It's an invite link. Only people who are subscribers of Lunduke Journal can get in there. That way we don't have any trolls. We don't have any people coming in from the outside. It's like a country club. It's like a country club for awesome nerds who are into retro computing and Linux and all sorts of stuff. There's forums in there, little channels for everything, TV and books and movies to different operating systems and retro computing and even politics. There's all sorts of little channels in there. We have a good time. But feel free to ask questions. The questions are A-okay. I want to thank everyone before we go. The Lunduke Journal would not be possible without all of you. So thank you for getting us to this point. It is an absolute honor to be able to do this work. Sometimes the work is goofy. And I get to write goofy, sarcastic, jovial things. Sometimes the work is incredibly serious and truly hard-hitting, really important, highly researched journalism, and where we cover topics that no one else touches. And everything in between. And we also get to spend a lot of time on computer history and really scratch that itch. I love computer history. And that is just a happy place for me. So thank you to everyone who has supported the Lunduke Journal, made it so we could do all of this without any advertising, without any sponsors, without taking any money from big tech. We never have to bow down or even slightly consider for a second what any company or organization thinks about our articles or the shows or anything. And I love that. That's amazing to me. That's absolutely amazing. And it's all because of all of you. So again, thank you. Thank you to all of you from the bottom of my heart. I hope you enjoy these new changes to the Lunduke Journal. Design facelifts, simplified everything all in one spot, including some politics. I hope you love it. I think you will. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. And with that, boys and girls, nerds and nerdettes across the inner tubes, I do declare end broadcast.